metaphor design. And we're just going to back up a second and take a look at something you were we shared with you at the practitioner training, but we'll do it briefly as a form of review here. Okay, here we go. Basically, with the metaphor, what you're doing is you're saying, okay, client's going to come in with a present state. By the way, this is kind of what you do with any type of NLP intervention. The client comes in with their current model of the world, which is the present state. You want to get them to the desired state. When I'm constructing a metaphor, I'll draw a pyramid like this oftentimes, or I'll draw a pyramid like this in my mind, so I know that I'm looking to get from here to here. And the way that we're going to get from the present state to the desired state with the client is we're going to create a bridge. But we want to create a dissociated bridge and a chunked up bridge. A dissociated, chunked up bridge that perhaps the client will attempt to associate into. And that's going to happen up here at the tip of the pyramid. So what you do is, in order to do that, I want to find some stuff out about the client when I'm delivering a metaphor. And the metaphor will be delivered up here at the top of the pyramid. Some information that's going to be helpful in delivering a metaphor is to find out what they like or what they think is important. So, because the metaphor is going to ring more true to them, and it'll ring true to home if it's involving something that they like and something that they think is important. So I'll gather that information when I'm talking to them. I'll say, hey, so what do you really love to do? Maybe I'll also find out some of the names of their family members and so on and so forth, because I can weave those into the metaphor as characters in the story. And I can weave all that stuff into the metaphor. So what they like or what they think is important. For example, when I worked with the young boy with epileptic seizures, he loves Star Trek. So Wendy and I worked with him, and we created a metaphor about Starfleet Command. The whole metaphor was the young captain of the starship was being put under Starfleet, because he was having upwards of 12 epileptic seizures a day. So we told him a metaphor about the young boy or the young captain who was being tested by Starfleet Command. He wanted to become a captain, but he wasn't quite a captain. So Starfleet Command would send him on training missions and would shake his ship up, you know, send him into rough situations, so he had to learn how to control the ship. And that's how we did what we told the metaphor about. Now, that had to do with what he liked, so that worked really well. Yeah.